Beat breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m.
So, I heard your insurance has gone up this year.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Right, let me read it. It's from a guy and it says, "Hi, Beat Breakfast. I have a dilemma for you. I've been seeing a girl for about 6 weeks after meeting her through friends. She's a cracking girl. Woo-hoo! Good looking, great crack.
Yes, boy.
We go out at weekends, but spend a lot of time hanging out either in hers or mine, and her gaff tends to be more suitable as she lives alone, whereas I have some head-wrecking housemates who tend to be there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is her dog. She has this giant of an Alsatian who lives with her in the house. Oh. Now, I'm not a huge fan of dogs, but I don't have an issue with them either.
Okay.
But this fella, though, is the king of the house. He takes up most of the sofa, and when I'm in her house, he climbs all over me, lies on me, slobbers all over me.
Ah.
It's quite overwhelming. She's on one end of the couch, I'm on the other, with the big dog in between has taken up most of the space. Now, he let a growl out of him the other night when I went to hold her hands. I said it to her that it was a bit much to have the dog on top of me when I call over, but she says that he lives there, whereas I'm just a visitor. It's really starting to wreck my head. All of my clothes smell a dog. Is there any hope here? I feel like there's three of us in this relationship. I think we probably...
I'm telling you now, there's no hope here.
Yeah, I second that motion.
Telling you now, there's no get out of that situation before.
Why? Why though?
Because
like,
I've said it before. I could wear it on a t-shirt. You will never come ahead of a dog to a girl.
No, but you could be number two. Is that not enough?
Why would you want to be number two? And the fact that she's not that understanding is killing me. Ooh, you know, he was here first.
He lives
there. Slobbering all over me.
He's slobbering on you and he's lying on you.
He's going home smelling of dog.
Yeah.
I mean, wake up, sir. This is no way to live your life. A bit of cop on. You need to look after yourself.
True. I don't think this could work. No, no. If I come over in my fancy smanshy outfit, you know, coming over and your dog wrecking it and you just don't care, I that wouldn't last.
Am I the only one who gets more excited when there's a pet in the house?
Yes, you are.
You're on your own with
that. I actually tweeted this last night. You know, if I go to a house, I'm hoping there's a pet there.
No. The only puppy loving that should be going on there does not involve the dog, sir. Out of that situation, you need to get.
And when you're in bed, they're probably going to have the three of you. And don't
tell me.
He didn't mention that in the email, to be honest with you.
Oh, he's probably upstairs as well.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have it. I know you can't hang out your housemates are a bit head-wrecking, but could you try it for a while and kind of work out a situation where you have your own time? I wouldn't have that. Couldn't.
If she's not going to be reasonable, I'd agree.
There is an issue. You're right in that regard. If she's not even taking into account what you say.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I don't know. The dog's not really doing anything. Just lying on you.
But if you like a dog, that's fine.
Yeah,
but when you don't like it, you're being put in a situation.
I completely understand people who are nervous of dogs and that's a bit much, or who don't like dogs. But he says he's not a huge fan, but he doesn't have an issue with them either.
It sounds like the dog is slobbering on you more than she is. And that's not where you want to be.
Let's get some thoughts.
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
What do you make of this? Should he? It's a bit of a red flag. Should he go? She's not listening to him. Maybe you are somebody who didn't get on with your boyfriend or girlfriend's pet. 085 102 9103. Let's know your thoughts. Remember when they were all the rage? Scissor Sisters and Take Your Mama. Beat 102 103. It's Beat Breakfast 841. Very mixed of feelings. It really is coming in down to dog lovers versus non-dog lovers this morning on the text and WhatsApp. 085 102 9103 for text or WhatsApp, and we'll get your reaction next.
Beat Breakfast. Get your taste buds moving with McDonald's sausage and egg McMuffins. Daily from 7 a.m.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Lots of people talked on this. The guy in the newish relationship, 6 weeks, but she's a big dog. He called it an Alsatian. And he says that the dog like is on the couch on top of him, slobbering on it, licking his face, Trish, licking his face.
Oh, no.
Tara, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Now, where do you stand on this one?
Well, I get the fact that it's an Alsatian and not a small dog. Like, my dog is a little kind of Westie cross.
That's all right, Tara. Like, I mean, if they're small and you can, like, put them in a little corner and it's grand. But a massive dog.
Dogs don't go in the corner, Trish.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, like, I mean, it's her dog at the end of the day. Like, she, you know, it's her baby at the end of the day. So she's never going to choose someone she doesn't really know over the dog. Like, I know I can get that completely, because I'd be the same. Like,
she's not going to get to know him if the things carry on the same way.
Well, I suppose I get like she probably could put the dog away once or twice when he's over, try and get to know him. Like,
yeah.
But if the dog is always on the couch, it's going to be very confusing to him as to who's this new fella in me spot.
Yeah, well, that's true, and he's probably going to be real jealous over it. Cause I know my little one's the very same. Like, she was kind of a bit cautious. She was like, "Who's trying to come into my bed?
I can't deal with it. Listen, an animal, a human being, I just don't get it. I don't think I'll ever understand
no,
it.
No, we'll never convince Trish, I'm afraid.
I think it's kind of a divide there. Yeah, there is a
big gulf. Yeah.
No, I get where he's coming from. Like, I suppose if he doesn't really like dogs, you wouldn't want him slobbering. But I get where she's coming from then, that she doesn't see a problem with it, so she can't understand why he's bothered by it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So I think it takes a little bit on both sides here, that she needs to be a little bit more aware that, you know, not everyone is going to adore the dog as much as her.
That's it. Like, I get that as well. Like, if my boyfriend didn't like dogs at all, I probably wouldn't have forced it on him, you know, because I knew he liked the dog.
Okay.
Then it was okay.
He's kind of a bit more understanding, you know, but like now, like I said, he's worse with her now than I am. Like, he'd often, like, she sits in the middle of us all the time, and he has her in the middle of us in the bed and stuff like that. So you never know, he might get to love the dog.
Yeah, now, Trish, you might get to love one and bring him to bed.
No, bet the Alsatian.
Tara, have a great morning. Thanks for chatting to us. All right, I want to read a few of the texts coming in. Lads, I'm guilty of this myself. I have a little dog and she liked my baby. And when I first met my boyfriend, he started coming over and stuff. He couldn't understand why she slept beside me every night on the bed. But he did like dogs. I just told him that she was there for years before him and he may get used to it. Yeah. Now, a year and a half onwards, and he treats her more like a baby than me, although I do understand when someone comes over that doesn't like your dogs that I'd either put her away in another room for a while or hold her. But like what was said, you'd never win with a girl over a dog. The dog is the dominant pack leader. She will have a problem in future if she doesn't sort it out now, but as she's in complete denial, that's unlikely to happen, so get out now.
Yeah.
Rachel, won't change. My ex was the same. Dog all over the house, slept in the bed. I don't understand that. Let dogs be dogs. There's a fine line for me, but he may just deal with it or avoid the girlfriend's house. Like she said, the dog was there before him and he can't expect her to put the dog out. And Ray in Tramore says, get out, get out, get out. He wouldn't accept being number two to another dude.
Oh?
So why should he come number two to a dog?
You're here.
Hi, Sharon, how are you?
Morning, lads, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, are you dog lover or non-dog lover?
Oh, dog lover, absolutely.
Good stuff, good stuff. I'm not on my own here. What do you make of this?
Totally agree with the girl.
Okay.
Dog lives there, he doesn't. Simple as that. I have three dogs. My dogs come before anybody. If you come into my house, you have to accept my dogs, that's it.
Even in the early days of a relationship, you'd have them between you and the new fella on the couch.
My dogs sleep on the couch, they sleep on the bed with me. That's it, that's the way they are. So you're either, I think it's down to a case of you're either an animal lover or you're not.
Mm.
Yeah. And if you can't accept the dog, then...
Well, you're not compatible. You know, and
no.
People aren't compatible on lots of different things in life, but pets is often one of them.
And it's a huge thing.
Mm.
Is there a middle ground to be had, though? You might not be a dog lover. Like, I don't dislike dogs either, but if I was going around to a girl's, I wouldn't like it all over me on the couch and in between me and her either, you know?
No, I get that. I do get that. But still, my dog jumps up onto my lap. He's up on my lap and that's it. You know, I'm not pushing him down for you.
Licking your face, Vinnie. Giving your face now a lick.
No, I wouldn't have that. How will a German Shepherd take to being kicked off the couch? He's not going to like it, is he?
Well, it depends on that also depends on the way you've trained the dog. Now, the dog growling at him is a bit...
Mm.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Overprotective, I think.
He's obviously protecting and he's, you know, a bit jealous.
Mm.
Yeah. That I would put... No, that's a case of just push him down.
Okay.
Yeah. But if the dog is behaving, if he's just... snuggling up on my lap, then
get used to it, boy.
Cough.
Okay.
Listen, Sharon, thanks a million, have a great day.
No worries, lads.
Hello, good morning. Beat Breakfast, just after 9 a.m. last few comments on the dilemma this morning. Where was it? Guys, on the text line. Lads, I went out with a girl for a while till I found that she let two cats sleep in her bed. No, thank you. My cats do not sleep in my bed, I will point out. Another one here. People see dogs like children, which is fair enough, but even children go to bed. As a mother, I don't agree with your kids being around all the time. Put that to her that you need time just for yourselves.
True.
Okay, thank you for all of that. Last dilemma of the week tomorrow. And you can email us talk@beat102103.com if there's something you want us to cover.
Beat Breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m.
So, I heard your insurance has gone up this year.